standing in an exam room, I'm waiting to meet with Dr. Jill Meadows. She's a Planned Parenthood physician. In Iowa, only doctors can perform abortions. I'm in Des Moines, but really, I could be at any of 9 Planned Parenthood clinics in Iowa because I'll be speaking with Dr. Meadows using a 2-way video conference. She's in Iowa City, more than 100 miles away.
Good morning.
Hi. She just ran out to grab something. She'll be right back in.
After speaking with the patient and examining test results conducted by Planned Parenthood employees, Dr. Meadows can prescribe mifepristone, the medication that induces miscarriage. She does this by pressing a button in Iowa City that remotely opens a drawer in Des Moines that's stocked with the medication.
And I'll say it's going to pop out at 2:30, set, go. It opens up. And I instruct her to take the pill bottle out on the left side first and swallow with the water there whenever she's ready with me watching. Then we're done.
After taking the first pill in the office, patients take the second pill at home. Iowa's method of telemedabortion is unique in the United States. 16 other states banned the practice. Even the current Board of Medicine in Iowa ruled that abortion-inducing drugs could not be used in telemedicine. But Planned Parenthood challenged that ruling in district court. The court sided with the board, Planned Parenthood appealed, and the state Supreme Court will take the case up later this year. In the meantime, telemed abortions in Iowa continue. Iowa Board of Medicine Executive Director Mark Bowden says the board believes a doctor cannot determine if a patient is a suitable candidate for medical abortion using a video conference.
Further, the board is concerned that non-healthcare providers with little or no training were providing information to the doctor to make significant decisions on.
After examining telemed abortions, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists found the procedure safe and effective. A previous incarnation of the Board of Medicine reached the same conclusion. That board was appointed by Democratic Governor Chet Culver. The current board was appointed by Republican Governor Terry Branstad. And Planned Parenthood's attorney Mike Folkstrom says political ideology is now guiding the board's decision on telemed abortion.
It's always strange to me, like in our case here, where you have the board very concerned about regulating what is one of the safest procedures in American medicine in this very tight way, when they have not banned telemedicine in any other context.
In 2013, a petition of 20,000 signatures was filed with the board by Iowa Right to Life. An open records request by the Des Moines Register revealed an email sent to a lawyer in the governor's office from Jenny Condon, the executive director of an anti-abortion crisis pregnancy center. Folkstrom says the email suggests coordination between the Branstad administration and anti-abortion activists.
It was very much this, let's all get together, you know, let's make sure we're on the same page about how to make this happen and how to make the petition look right and how to make the signatures look right.
Board of Medicine Executive Director Bowden declined to talk about the email, but the board's lawyers say since the email was addressed to the governor's office and not the board, there's no proof board members coordinated with anti-abortion groups to end telemed abortion. Iowa Republican State Senator David Johnson is also trying to stop telemed abortion in the state. He just filed a bill stipulating that abortions can only be induced in a clinic or hospital with facilities to intervene surgically in cases of incomplete abortion or severe bleeding. But Democrats control the state Senate, so the measure is unlikely to pass, leaving the future of telemed abortion in Iowa in the hands of the state Supreme Court. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.